And now on Nights with Steve Price, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research, yours for life.
In the studio with us tonight, one of our favourites, Dr. Ross Grant, CEO of the Australasian Research Institute at the SAN. Great to see you again.
Great to be here, Steve.
We're going to talk ageing.
Ageing.
A lot of us listening tonight who are ageing. We're all ageing.
Everybody ages.
Yeah. What does it? What ages us?
Yeah, look, it's a really good question. Lots of people have a variety of different answers. But one of the key things is we know that our cells broadly aren't working so well from each generation. And very quickly, every cell in the body essentially turns over. We've got some pretty long-lived ones in the central nervous system, but most cells turn over pretty quick. And as they turn over, the next generations, the cells that are replacing them aren't quite as good as the ones beforehand. And what's the reason for that? We think one of the major causes is this process we call oxidative stress, or basically free radical damage, which is damaging that instruction within the cell, so the next generation isn't quite as good, and therefore doesn't quite handle things as well. Now the question is, what causes that damage? Can you age faster, and can you slow it down?
In general, are we aging better?
I think certainly modern science has given us a lot of opportunity to age better. We're not under the same stress. We don't have a fire in the middle of our living room and we all sleep around with the smoke, so we end up less with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and things like that. We tend to be able to get out of the wind and the rain, and we can fix ourselves up if we get an infection.
And the rescue systems are better. You guys can fix us up a lot better than you used to be able to.
Absolutely. I mean, the terrific medical science that's around now, if something breaks, yeah, we're pretty good at being able to repair that. So we can live longer, but there's still a lot to be said about living healthier.
Yeah, you always give me that message and you give me that look whenever you say it. You have done a paper on all of this, haven't you, at the Research Institute?
We've done.
And you've looked at this thing called the molecule NAD, which I can't even pretend to pronounce. Can you do it?
Yeah, nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide.
Say that again, please.
But NAD.
No wonder you put an acronym on it. Yeah. What is that?
NAD is one of the most important molecules in the cell. And the reason for that is, now, there's a lot of important things in the cell, but NAD sits as, it's what we call a metabolic master switch. It's sitting there in the cell, and it does multiple things. So without NAD, you can't produce energy for the cell. If you don't get energy for the cell, the reason for breathing is pointless because your body just won't function. So you need NAD for that. But NAD is also needed for about 400 different other reactions. It's needed to repair DNA, at least one of the main components, what we call basic scission repair. It's needed also for the immune function to work well. And the link, particularly outside of all of those with aging, is two other important things. One is it's linked through with a group of enzymes that people have sort of colloquially called the longevity enzymes. These are called the sirtuins, or silent information regulators. Now, big words, all that means is, if these molecules, if these enzymes are functioning well, then it seems that the cells live well. If the cells live well, you live well. So people in the sort of anti-aging area have got quite excited about this and have sort of gone, wow. But the point is, enzymes are just a factory. Without NAD, they don't work. So the key thing is, you need to have lots of NAD in order for those factories to do the job they need, produce the products they need, and they produce it out of NAD.
So am I getting it in a pill? Am I getting it in a cream? Am I getting it in sunshine? What am I getting it
this
from?
This is a good question. So you can get it from your food. The body can make it. But as we get older, and this is one of the early publications we did back in 2011, we showed that NAD decreases as we get older. Now, that's pretty important because all of those things, think of energy, think of repairing some of the cells, think of the immune system.
As you get older.
You need it. So people have sort of looked at ways of being able to improve it, and also multiple other ways of what's causing it to decrease. The exciting thing about that recent paper is it wasn't expected. We were looking at a whole lot of other range of things that keep people well. And Steve, you were part of that study at
Thank
Wednesday.
Thank you. Now, in diet, you've found something very interesting. If you're relying on, or you're consuming a lot of protein, you may be doing the wrong thing.
Yes, and that's sort of counterintuitive to a lot of people who know that if they go onto certain diets, that sort of they do the protein fat diets, they tend to shed a bit of weight. Now, there's benefits in shedding weight, of course, particularly around the organs. But one of the problems with it is when you just go on that type of fuel for the body, that's not the body's preferred fuel. It likes carbohydrate. It works well off carbohydrate. The trouble is we just take in too much. So it's putting the body under metabolic pressure, and we thought that was the case, but we didn't expect to see what we did see here, which is a very clear correlation between the more protein you take in. So if you've got a high protein diet, you are going to get a much significant decrease in your NAD by the looks of what we found.
I've got a low carb diet at the moment. Is that the right way to go? I mean, I know it's different for everyone. And just explain to the audience, if they're taking in too much protein, what are they likely to be consuming that they perhaps should cut back on?
Yeah, even in the study,
we're not giving people direct advice here, but we're just talking in general terms.
In general terms. Look, what we can say is that all of the people that we had, when you start taking in pure protein, and the pure proteins tend to come more from the animal products.
So meat.
You get quite a bit more protein in that way than if you were getting it from the vegetable sources, even legumes and things like that, because you get carbohydrates as part of that. So being a little bit careful when you're sort of putting a lot of pure protein into the diet is probably the message.
Would a vegan be healthier in this area? Have you studied people who don't eat any of those sort of animal products?
We haven't done any sort of particularly prospectives. That's what needs to come up. This was a cross-sectional study, so fair to say. What was interesting is that it seemed to be when you got above that normal protein, the amount of protein you probably should take as a sort of rule of thumb is around about the 0.88, which is around about 1 gram per kilogram of your body weight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were going above that, then that tended to decrease your NAD. That's when we saw the decrease in NAD. And to get that, at least in the cohort that we looked at, which was over 100 people, they tended to have to be having a high meat diet, which was bringing in that sort of pure protein.
Are we ever going to get to that point where you have the magic pill, the anti-aging pill? I mean, I'm sure that's for a lot of people, that's the ultimate. If they could develop that,
yes. And there are people out there who
claim they have.
And there's some, you can get out there at the moment. There's pills for different things. What we do know is one of them at least has been tested a couple of different ways. We've tested it ourselves, and we can say that, yes, it does put up your NAD. I'm always a little bit cautious with these kind of things, and lots of people in the area are popping these pills themselves, and I've been asked the question, do I do it? And I say no.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact it's, we don't know. We've got a really complex system. I measure my NADs. I want to make sure that they're high, but it's nice to get it by sort of eating well and exercising.
I've never taken a vitamin pill in my life.
Yeah, good man.
Because I don't believe that it's necessarily going to do anything for me.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a great proponent of clean living, exercise, decent diet. It's not complicated.
It's not complicated. It works really well, and you get a huge number of benefits from it.
Dr. Ross Grant, always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much, Steve.